From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a detailed look at an Army report into allegations of prisoner abuse by U.S. troops in Iraq. But first, the Senate Armed Services Committee today met to discuss the now infamous pictures of that abuse and if they point to a larger pattern of prisoner mistreatment. Committee member Republican Senator John McCain called for a public inquiry. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle called for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to explain to committee members by no later than the end of this week what he knows. I spoke earlier with Republican Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, also a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Can you summarize for us what went on in the committee today?
Well, this was a closed hearing. It's a good first step for the Senate to get a briefing from top Army officials, including Inspector General and for the area. So we'll be moving from there to, I think, probably have public hearings at some point.
And is there something you can tell us about what you learned at today's hearing?
Well, I think I can say that we learned that action is being taken, that an investigation has already occurred and will continue. It's important that we demonstrate to the world, I believe, that this is not the American way. We do not accept this activity. It's only a very few that were engaged in it, and that firm action will be taken. We've got to do that. That's very important in the course of doing justice for the individuals who may be implicated, giving them a fair hearing and punishing the ones that deserve punishment. We also need to think about how we can demonstrate to the world that these kind of things can happen to anyone, but in our society, in the new Iraq we want to see occur, these kind of things will be punished if they occur.
Now, Senator Edward Kennedy, also on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said he feared that the allegations could be more widespread than first reported, and that this could be the beginning rather than the end of the abuse allegations.
I don't think that's accurate to say based on what we heard at the hearing. What we did hear is that they respond promptly to other allegations that occur. They do investigations anytime a serious allegation arises, and a number of those have been done. For example, we remember the situation in which the officer fired a gun near the head of an Iraqi to encourage him to give evidence in a very hostile situation. He was disciplined publicly before the world, and his career ended over that. A lot of those in the Senate called on his behalf to try to, you know, defend him. They thought maybe he was being too harshly dealt with. So the Army is in a tough spot if they go too far or if they don't go far enough. What they simply have got to do now is do the right thing.
Also, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers said that they hadn't read the report about the abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison, even though it was a two-month-old report. What's your response to that?
I think they're reading it now, and I think as long when it was not public, perhaps they hadn't in the course of all their other duties found time to read the rather lengthy report. But it's time to get that done and time to develop a response that the world can feel is honest and serious.
Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.